go! Welcome to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast with your host, Steve Schaubecker. Get ready to get behind the scenes look into what it really takes to grow a business from scratch in the firearms industry. Join us as we welcome industry titans, Second Amendment enthusiasts, and special guests each week. I welcome you to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast.
Welcome back to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm Steve Schaubecker, your host. So glad you could join me again today. Well, this week's going to be a great show. We're going to take a break from this lineup of awesome guests we've had in past weeks. And I'm going to talk to you a little bit about just current events, kind of some state of the things that are going on in the industry, and also a little bit about some things that are going on in this great nation of ours. The first thing that just pops into mind about recent news that is very key to you, especially if you're a gun owner, gun lover, gun store owner, somehow others in the industry, or just a two-way support and patriot. Those of you probably heard about the President Biden's nomination of David Chipman for director of the ATF, and really what a scary proposition that was. You know, as we know, Chipman was really not a qualified candidate in any way, shape, or form. Really, he's just a gun control lobbyist. He testified before Congress before trying to get bans on modern sporting rifles, trying to create a national firearm transfer delay period, all kinds of other things he was lobbying for. You know, he was really in the pocket of a lot of these gun control groups, and really just a hired gun. So it was really great to see his nomination, taken away. I don't think he's going away. Unfortunately, I believe we're going to see him again. My guess would be is you will see the Biden administration create a new position for him as some sort of a senior advisor, and trying to leverage him to try to come after the 2A community. We certainly like that a lot better than the idea of him leading the ATF, but he is certainly not gone by any means. So at the same time you have that happening, you know, you still have the administration trying to push towards gun control this and gun control that. There's some great surveys that have been going on in the United States, just kind of about what attitude is of the public over gun control, and really it lines up with exactly what the folks in our stores are telling me. There's definitely been a clear shift, in how the general Americans have their attitudes towards guns and gun control. There was a research company called Pew Research out of D.C. They do a lot of stuff on social issues and public opinion, and they've been digging into gun ownership a little bit. The thing they found is, you know, obviously ownership is rising. We totally expected that. I know last year it was around 21 million guns were sold. That was by far shattered any other record out there. This year, I think so far, as of like September 1, it's somewhere in the 12 to 13 million, if I recall. So we're definitely on pace to have this be probably not break last year's record, but to have it be the second strongest year on record. Here's another interesting statistic that you'll find is that the number of first-time gun buyers is absolutely skyrocketing. Last year, around 40% of the guns sold went to those purchasing their first firearms. So around 8.4 million went to first-time buyers. So probably asking Steve, well, why is that so significant? Well, that's significant for a number of reasons, but one thing that all the guys around Sheepdog are definitely talking about is how in the past, guns have really been, you know, more of a political issue where, okay, if you lean right, you like guns. If you lean left, you don't. Well, now there's this big gray area in the middle, and it's created a really cool environment for the gun industry and for us retailers and all those sorts of things, training companies, to really embrace these folks. There's been so many new old gun owners, and a lot of them that would never set foot in a gun store before, but they are now. They feel they need to. I'll come back to the significance of that from a business standpoint in a little bit, but with the gun industry just booming and gun sales booming, and you know, really there's guns are coming back around again, but as far as the ammo shortage that's happening, it's still not everywhere. It's getting better, but it's still not great. The average household, they were saying now, I guess about 40% of American households have a firearm in the house. That is on the rise also. I think you're going to see that many, many more people start embracing, you know, their ability to protect themselves and the ability to protect their families. You know, we're seeing definitely seeing that trend of people taking personal responsibility for their actions and, you know, for their safety. And then even to the extent of, getting some basic medical training in so that they can make sure that, hey, no matter what the situation happens, you know, I can keep my family safe. As of now, they're guessing that in the United States, we've got around 430 million firearms in circulation. So you can see with those sales numbers from last year, you know, what a big percentage of the guns out there that was. You're talking about roughly about 5% of the guns in existence were sold just last year. And you'll probably hit another 4% this year. So that's almost 10% of the guns in circulation were purchased in the last, will have been purchased in the last 2 years. That's huge. Of those, the other interesting statistic is that 20 million of them were modern sporting rifles, AR-15 style or AK-47 style, over 20 million. So they're actually the most popular selling centerfire rifle in America today, the AR-15R. The findings of the survey was also that, you know, personal safety was the number one reason that people were purchasing these firearms. They were being used for either home protection or concealed carry was the number two. Behind those two, number three was target shooting, and the list goes down, and then hunting was on there also, but that was a ways down the list. You know, the other interesting thing this survey established was that, you know, in the past, the numbers for people wanting stricter gun control was higher, and that's definitely falling now. The people are also realizing that gun control is not going to just immediately stop gun violence. If it's not guns, it would be something else. We see that from what goes on in a lot of other countries. But let's get back to the importance of, you know, what's going on here for our businesses. You know, especially if you're, you know, if you're in sporting goods in any way, shape, or form, or in the gun industry itself. Why does it matter that all these new people are coming in? Well, it matters because it's a whole new set of customers that are coming into the sport, coming in and supporting the 2A. A whole new set of customers that are embracing shopping for the things that we sell. Now, in order to fully embrace this shift, we're all going to need to make some changes. And I think these changes actually will really speak to kind of what's going on in this country today, too. The first thing that comes to mind is we just need to be more welcoming. On our end, we need to stop making guns political. Now, I don't mean that we should stop fighting for the 2A. We absolutely should. I believe that we should stop categorizing people and stop assuming you vote this way or you vote that way. And really focus on the Constitution and focus on the Second Amendment. And if we can all agree on that, that's some place to start. You know, the conversations that go on when you get these new folks in your shops is huge. It's a chance to break down stereotypes, too. I mean, honestly, you know, how many people, and if you have some friends that lean left, and you can ask them this, and they'll tell you honestly. Most of them consider, say, oh, if you're a gun owner, then that must mean you're a Bible-thumping redneck hillbilly, and those are the only people that like guns. Well, that's not the case. People of all education levels, people of all social levels are finding themselves getting into gun ownership. Again, back to the personal safety aspect. But as an industry, we really need to embrace these new users and figuring out how we can meet them where they are. You know, we want them to feel welcome in our shops. I mean, how many of you have been into a gun shop where you walk in, it's typical glass case, paneling on the walls, a few dead animals hanging from the walls also, and two grumpy guys behind the counter. And you can tell you've got about 5 minutes to buy something or decide upon what you want before they're going to kick you out. There's no warm welcome. There's no, hey, what can I do for you? You know, what brings you in today? You know, as a seasoned gun owner, I'm sure you can understand how that would feel. And now put yourself in the shoes of someone who was very timid about coming into a gun shop in the beginning. That old school mentality is not going to work. It is not going to help your business grow. It is not going to help the 2A community in any way, shape, or form. So as a community, as an industry, we really need to get past the stereotypes that we typically put on people on the other side and make sure that we're embracing whoever those folks are. You know, whether they're young, old, you know, male, female, regardless of their, you know, skin color, race, religion, creed, sexual preference, any of those things, we need to put those things aside And we need to grow this community based upon the Second Amendment and based upon the freedoms that we enjoy as Americans. That's one thing you'll see is we're diverse. I mean, the 2A community is so diverse, and that's one of the things that really makes it awesome. Now, you can certainly decide that you want to run your business and say, you know what, I want to just serve my little clique of people that fit in this box, and that's all I'm going to do. That's certainly your choice. However, you are doing a vast, vast disservice to your business. You're doing a vast disservice to yourself, to your future, to the future of your family, to the future of your business, and even more so to, you know, the future of the Second Amendment, and also, I'd say, even just if you call yourself a patriot to this country. You know, we really need to focus as a community on welcoming these new people in and not getting caught up on the small things, but get caught up on the bigger picture items that last a lot longer. You know, we don't need to sit and have Trump arguments with them. We don't need to have Biden arguments with them. We need to focus on what it is we do. And that's what we do is we sell freedom. We sell freedom to everyone. And everyone in this country is capable of buying that freedom. We need to cater to everyone that wants to partake in the Second Amendment. And the sooner we can break down these walls and the sooner we can have an opening community, you know, a really welcoming community and open and honest and have some great dialogue, I think we're going to see that we agree on about 90% of things, and it's about 10% we don't. And we can choose, do we want to focus on that 90% or do we want to focus on the 10? The future's brighter for everyone if we focus on the 90%. Meet people where they are and connect with them and go from there. It's really easy to alienate people and to just do what's comfortable and to just do things the way you've been doing them for years. But for the vast majority, I think, of shops is, sure, we've had a great year and a half since COVID. I mean, that's been the ultimate sales booster. And, you know, even if we're doing things really terrible, you know, odds are we've had some profitable time. Well, that's going to be over soon. And we're going to have to make some hard decisions on what we want the future of our businesses to be. Now, at Sheepdog, I can tell you that, you know, we're expanding greatly. Our second location is just opening, so we went from 1 to 2. Kind of our third location, which is our distribution center, is up and running and doing some pretty good numbers online. And we're scouting for a third location. So it's beyond the point of you know, just having a job. You know, it's like we didn't make ourselves a job. For some folks, that's okay. Hey, you have a shop. You're the one that works it. You're content. That's completely fine. But what if I could tell you that you could take that to the next level and you could take vacations? You could make some more money. You could be more secure and you could actually create a business that would be worth something when you go to exit and not just shut it down or worth more than the fixtures in it and whatever inventory you have. Well, I can tell you that's certainly possible. And if you want to have a conversation about what that looks like, we can certainly do that too. We do have a really big announcement kind of along those lines is we are actually going to be offering consulting services. So at first we had the attitude of, you know what, we need to grow Sheepdog and that is our number one priority. And then we've created all these systems and processes and marketing and back end, and then we're just going to keep this to ourselves and, you know, we're just going to grow this and take this nationwide on our own. Well, we still may very well do that, but in addition to that, actually what we're going to offer, because we're preaching as, you know, hey, as this community, we need to embrace these people and we need to come alongside each other and we need to grow the Second Amendment community and the following and just the overall tribe. There's plenty of business for everybody and we all need to work together. So in that light, we're actually going to be offering consulting services. Now, that can be everything from just some information if you want some of our plans, or it can be could be me coming alongside you on the marketing and sales side, or it could be my one of the other partners coming alongside you that handle the operations, best practices. You know, we can certainly lay out the blueprint of what we've done with Sheepdog, what worked, what didn't, how we got to the spot where we're at now, and where we expect to be in the next couple years. If that's something that interests you, by all means, hit me up, steveschaubacher.com, or you can certainly send us a message on the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast. But enough about that. If that's for you, reach out. We'd be happy to have a conversation and see if we'd be a good fit. But in the meantime, I would love to see everyone just, you know, embrace these new gun orders that we're being blessed with them coming in. Having extra people coming into the Second Amendment community is always a good thing because everyone gets a vote. So everyone's a voter. And I'm really also seeing people really thinking for themselves more, where they used to say, hey, you know, they'll be telling the guys in the shop, no, I really shouldn't have come in here. You know, I'm very liberal. I don't believe in guns. I don't think we need them. Well, now they're starting to question. They're saying, well, why don't I need guns? You know, why can I not have guns? You know, and it's really just interesting, because we're seeing more and more opinions changing. You know, we're seeing people really take the time to think for themselves. Just insanely cool. We're obviously President Biden will be with us for a couple more years. We also will have the administration probably try to push some more anti-gun agenda. They're probably going to be come for the modern sporting rifles. Definitely we'll have to push back hard over that one. And, you know, another thing we need to, of course, discuss and stay on top of is just, you know, what's going on as far as in Congress. You know, there was another bill, I believe, that was either talking about, or if they introduced, I believe it was the, I think it was, I forget his name, it was out of Virginia, U.S. Rep out of Virginia, McCatchin, something like that, Donald McCatchin, I believe. You know, this guy is the one that's backed nearly every anti-gun control Congress has ever put in when he was there. It's just crazy how much these guys will continue to go after and go after and go after our rights. And they'll try all different stuff. You know, this guy's tried quite a bit of stuff. But, you know, he was, I believe this last one they were trying was at saying that, trying to do a one-size-fits-all, you know, mandate for how people act to have firearms in their homes. They have to be locked up this way, and they have to do this and that. And really is basically just, you know, taking away our rights to, people are going to be responsible. You know, people that have kids obviously are going to do different things with their guns compared to the people that live by themselves. I mean, some may use a safe, you know, some may use gun locks, but you know, it's really our own prerogative as people just to be smart about it. I mean, we certainly don't need the government telling us not to be stupid. Yeah, I'm sure you're going to have some people that don't do what they should, but that doesn't mean that they need to pass laws to, you know, inflict these things on everybody. You know, this guy was even talking about the use of the Virginia National Guard to enforce the mandates or something. Just unbelievable, some of these things that keep going on and that they keep trying to pass. Like people are just not even going to notice, or we're just going to not even pay any attention to it, and just, you know. But no, it gets out. But I mean, that's the one thing I can tell you too, is that we all need to speak out, and we all need to make sure to stand up for even these little things, because if you have these little freedoms that get taken away, you can't get them back. You know, once they're gone, they're gone. So it's really important that we stand together as a community and as an industry against all these things. You know, the other thing that I would urge you just to consider is, and this is really more or less not so much two-way, but just more American, more being a patriot. Yeah, focus on the things that you have in common with your neighbors. Focus on the things that you have in common. I mean, like I said before, that's 90%. You know, speak out, stand up. Don't hide out. You know, if you don't agree with something that's going on, whether it be in your community or whether it be in your school district or wherever it would be, speak out. Use your voice. Let people know, because more people agree with you than you know. A lot of people are just sitting there and being quiet about a lot of the crap that's going on and just letting it float by. And as they do that, if we don't speak up, then you'll get the 10% of people that may see something a different way. And if they're the loud ones, then they're the ones that are going to get things going their way. We need to speak up. We need to stand together. And we need to just put an end to this stuff. And just let them know, now's not the time. We are Americans. We are patriots. We need to stand up and move together as one. We definitely are seeing a lot more of people just sitting back and watching and just not getting vocal. You know, now's the time. This stuff has been going on for long enough. We need to stand up together, stand up united, and put our 10% of disagreements aside and just stand up and just let these folks know that we are not going to stand for this stuff. That, you know, we are Americans, we are patriots, we have our beliefs, and we will stand for them. We will not just let our rights be eroded. You know, you think back to the time when the Constitution was written. You know, those guys that wrote it, our forefathers didn't agree on much. You look into the history of that, and it wasn't like they were all kumbaya. It's they just figured out that, hey, we don't agree on some things, but we do agree on most of it, and most of all, we do agree that we don't want to be ruled. We agree that, you know, we want our freedom. And that was enough to unite them, you know? I mean, think about it, you know, back then, you know, if you had a beef with someone, it wasn't a fist fight, it wasn't an argument, you know, you get challenged to a duel. You know, one of you would likely kill each other, you know, over an argument. You know, they didn't like each other, they didn't agree on a lot. But you know what? They were able to put that aside and get it done. They were able to get the Constitution, Bill of Rights, get this country founded. I think we need to remember that. We need to remember that it's okay that we have different opinions. It's okay that we don't agree. We can have discussions and we can still like each other afterwards. It doesn't have to be this cancel culture stuff. If you don't agree with me, you're dead to me. That doesn't have to happen. That's been an unprecedented thing, I think, with this time. It's like, I can't ever remember the time when, like, you know, I have friends that see things different politically, and that's okay. But I can't remember ever a time when it was like, oh, well, if you don't agree with me, then, you know, we just can't be friends. We can't talk. You know, I can't be friends with someone who has views like you do. You know, it's like, I'm like, seriously, this is just insane. You know, politics is politics, but at the end of the day, we're all Americans, and we need to remember that. We need to stop fighting amongst ourselves. I mean, if you seriously believe that all this infighting and all this stuff that's going on is just magically happening, it's not. There's something going on underneath the surface that just isn't right. They're just really trying to divide us, because if we're together, no one stands a chance. You know, the government can't bully us. Other countries can't bully us. If we stand united as a people, you know, you're thinking back to September 11th, you know, when the towers were hit. You just think back of what happened. Right after that, everyone threw down everything else and stood together, like legitly stood together. We had a common enemy, you know, and we were focused on that instead of focusing on the small things that we didn't agree on at the time. What if we could do that again? What if we could all unite as brothers and sisters, as patriots, as Americans, stand together and say enough is enough, and say we want better for our government? Say we want better for our kids. We want better for our grandkids. We don't want to see our rights eroded of any kind. You know, the vaccine stuff, I'm going everywhere else. I might as well go here too. You know, if you want to get the vaccine, that's awesome. If you don't want to get the vaccine, that's awesome. The part that I don't agree with is forcing people to do something like that against their will. There's all kinds of reasons why people may not want to. And you got to have respect for that. You know, you have to allow the people their freedom to choose, you know, your body, your choice, right? I mean, you have to allow them to decide, and trying to force something like that in them is just completely wrong, completely wrong. I think there's just too much that needs to shake out as far as exactly what the science is. It's just too new. I mean, you look at how long we've been fighting the flu, and, you know, there is still no comprehensive vaccine for the flu. Some years it works, some it doesn't. It makes it a little less severe, sure, some years, but we just need to get off this. It's if we disagree, that's okay. You know, same thing with the mask stuff. If people, for whatever reason, they don't want to wear it, okay, they can choose not to. As a business owner, you have every right to impose that. Say, hey, you know what, if people want to shop here, you have to wear one. And then that's your right. But we just need to stop fighting about it. I mean, there's so many other things that we could focus our energy towards that would be productive and make this country better. And all this infighting is just not helping. Those of you out there that, you know, kind of sit in the middle like I do, you know, if everybody says, well, where do you stand? You've got to be a strict conservative, you know, with marketing for a gun shop, you know. No, I guess I would kind of call myself more on the freedom side, you know, really more, if you got to put it in a box, maybe a little bit on the libertarian. I don't know. I'm just a big believer in that freedom. We should have our right to choose, you know, minimal government, maximum freedom. If you're doing something and it's not hurting anybody, shouldn't be an issue. You know, I don't think the government needs to be out in our personal lives. I don't think so. I don't need to think they need to tell anybody who they need to love. I don't need to think they need to tell anybody what they need to put in their body. I just really feel that we need to have those freedoms that we're supposed to, and we need to fight for them. We need to stand up and use our mouths and let let everybody know where exactly we stand. You know, because here's the problem is, you know, you have the 10% over on one side of the spectrum that's very, very vocal. And they're the ones that are getting listened to. They're the ones that are in the mainstream media these days. And then you probably have 10% that's completely opposite of them, which is the far other extreme. And then you have the 80% of people that are in the middle that really don't agree with a lot that either on far end are saying, but, you know, really agree with the core middle. You know, nothing too extreme, but they believe in freedom. They believe in this country. They're Americans. They're patriots. They don't just let things go. They want to do the best they can for themselves and for, you know, their children, for their grandchildren. And I think just the more we can just start focusing on what this country is and what this country should be and what it has been and what so many people have sacrificed so much, died for our freedom, died for, you know, protecting this country. Even our forefathers that died for getting us free to begin with and forming this great nation. That's the thing. We need to focus on America, on each other. I'm going to leave it right there at that. There's not much else that can be said. Patriots, stand up. Let's go. Speak out. Unite with your brothers and sisters. Enough of the division. Enough of the fighting. Enough of the back and forth. We need to unite if we're going to keep our country great and end a lot of these erosions of our freedoms. Thank you for joining me. If you think someone else needs to hear this message, please send them a link. Give us a review so others can know what you think. And until next week, stay safe out there. Steve Schaubacher, the Tactical Entrepreneur. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast. If you're still listening to this episode, that means you gained some type of value. So if you could share this to a friend, leave a review, and make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode of Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast.